This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
He had it all. A beautiful wife, children, a gorgeous home, a TV star. But what did he do? Try to arrange sex with minors and transporting them across state lines to do it.
Jared Fogle has been charged and has admitted to participating in a five-year criminal scheme to exploit children.
Wow. Subway sandwich pitch man, aka TV star, Jared Fogle. Wait till you hear this.
Fogle admitted that he repeatedly traveled from Indiana to New York to engage in commercial sex acts with victims he knew to be children.
I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. I want to thank you for being with us. So where is the Subway guy, pitchman, multimillionaire, Jared Fogle now? Remember, he was always on TV talking about how he lost 200 pounds by only eating Subway sandwiches? Remember that? And you would see him behind the counter making sandwiches out of fresh veggies and lean meats. Oh, gosh, it's making me hungry. Just think about it. The Subway sandwich and the fresh veggies, not about him. That is not making me hungry. His wholesome image crashed when he was accused of sex abusing and exploiting children. He made so much money appearing in ads for the Subway franchise for over a decade. Ouch. But then he had to admit to having sex with at least two minors. You know what? Let me rephrase. That's called statutory rape. And getting child porn of at least 12 others. Yeah. Guess where he is now? Are you sitting down? Okay. He has a massive behind bar sentence, and he is now serving time at the Inglewood Fed Correctional Institution, Littleton, Colorado. He's been attacked more than once behind bars, but right now he is a prison chef. Yes, he is a prison chef. He is working in the kitchen. How appropriate. But that's not what he always did. Let's jog our recollection. Listen to Fogle himself.
You must go crazy with your travels because you get to go into all the different schools and, you know, all the different things like that. I'm sure you have a lot of stories. I want you to tell me some of them so that, I don't know, I like to...
Yeah, especially some in the middle school. I love the middle school when the girls are starting to get, you know?
Yeah.
Because you know how much I love the, you know, I love huge.
Mm-hmm. Well, no.
What's that?
Well, you know, kids are maturing faster nowadays.
I know, which I love. And that's why I think it's wonderful with you is that you're able to get in early. You know, I mean, you could totally win them over, which is what I love.
Mm-hmm. You like that?
I do love that.
Tell me how to do that.
You know, just talk to them, just get to know them, just everything, and just, you know, do a little touchy-feely things with them, you know, and make them feel good. And it's a little more touchy-feeling. And it's that kind of stuff.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think that would be amazing.
What age seems to be the easiest?
You know, I don't know. I feel like, you know, early middle school is probably one of the best.
Yeah?
You know, they don't know if they're coming or going. I can see a young, you know, 6th, 7th grader, you know, this.
And they'd be all right with that?
What's that?
You have to find out how, if they'd be all right with that?
Oh, no, they'd definitely be all right with that. they're very much into exploring and, you know, it's a matter of getting them on your side, you know?
And that's what I'm just curious. I don't know how to do that. Just be friendly to them?
Yeah, just be friendly to them. Just do what you normally would do, baby, because that's what you're so friendly anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now we need to sort of go from there. I think it's all case by case, you know? There's no right way, wrong way, whatever, you know?
I actually feel nauseous hearing that. Cheryl McCollum, Cold Case Research Institute Director. I've tried a lot of child molestation cases, but typically the defendant did not take the stand because they knew I would chew them a new tail hole on cross-examination. So it's very rare. You actually get to hear the perv speaking. That was tapes played on my friend Dr. Field's show. They were tapes obtained by Rochelle Herman Walrond, a woman who befriended Jared Fogel and then took these secret tapes. So Cheryl, we are hearing him in his unfiltered state talking about how he likes little middle school girls. That's like fourth grade girls.
Nancy, the fear is when this person is released, their sexual attraction is the same. And that is what people in power do not understand. If you are attracted to sixth grade girls, that does not go away. If you are attracted to five-year-old boys, that does not go away any more than whatever your sexual attraction is. If you think Halle Berry is sexy, she's going to be sexy whether you go to counseling or not to you. This is a large problem where people think, oh, send them to counseling, send them to prison, then they'll learn their lesson. No. If I see a commercial with Matthew McConaughey, that man is fine as hell, Nancy. There ain't no amount of counseling that's going to change my mind about that. Believe it. So if you've got somebody that is telling you straight up, I like middle school girls, keep his ass in prison.
Eloquently spoken, Cheryl. Eloquently spoken. With me is investigative reporter Jennifer Tsikowski. Jennifer, what is this business about Jared Fogel getting out of prison? He just got put in prison, for Pete's sake.
Yes, he did. And, you know, part of me thinks, does he just love being in the spotlight? And, you know, according to Reuters, he is trying to be released from the federal prison he's staying at in Colorado. He's claiming his guilty plea in the child pornography case was based on an illegal conspiracy charge and should be thrown out. So he's actually claiming that he wouldn't have pleaded guilty except for the improper charge, and said being imprisoned is violating his due process under the United States Constitution. And, you know, the reason he's saying it was unlawful is because it included a charge of conspiracy, which he's saying is not covered by the text of a federal law concerning sexual misconduct involving minors. And there's really two parts to this, because TMZ is reporting that he's suing the judge and the prosecutors in the child pornography case for $57 million. And they're saying, rather than trying to get out of prison, his focus is on a financial legal gain over the justice system department employees who put him away.
Whoa. So let me understand this. Did I hear this correctly to Cheryl McCollum? Did Jennifer Tsikowski from Heavy.com just say that Jared Fogel is actually suing the prosecutors? Is that right?
For $57 million, not 60, not 55. $57 million. That's an odd number, just like his odd sexual behavior.
Hang on, it's not just the prosecutors. Jared Fogel is also naming U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions in his complaint, saying Sessions failed to correct a clear error. And for good measure, Fogel's blaming President Trump, too.
You know, it never fails. Just to amaze me, this guy preying on young children and he's busted having them brought to his hotel room at the Plaza in New York City, and the Lord only knows where else, so he could have sex with children. And now he's suing. You heard me right. Dr. Chloe Carmichael, New York psychologist, founder of anxietytools.com. Dr. Chloe, I agree with Cheryl McCollum, but my knowledge of this is anecdotal. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a shrink. I'm a JD, not an MD. But every person I've ever seen that child molested or statutory raped that was an adult, I mean, there are the few exceptions where a 17-year-old boy will be with a 15-year-old girl and it's construed as child rape. I'm talking about adults with children. I've never seen an instance where that was, quote, cured. That's a crime. That's pedophilia. That is a crime. I agree with Cheryl. You can't go to jail and get, quote, cured.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nancy, I can certainly see why you would feel that way, and I'm not only inclined to agree with you personally, but that is actually what the research says as well. So pedophiles actually very rarely learn to stop being attracted. You know, just as was being said, if you know you are attracted to Matthew McConaughey, you know, no counseling is going to change that. But what pedophiles do learn how to do is how to at least control their urges, not act upon their urges. But in order for them to learn that, they have to be willing to learn. Many pedophiles hate themselves and hate their urges and are just at least grateful if they can learn how to not act on them. Jared doesn't seem to feel that there's anything wrong with his urges. So in addition to being a pedophile, it's also quite possible that he may be a psychopath. So, you know, he doesn't seem to have any concern at all for how this is affecting, you know, anybody else. And the idea that he thinks he should be released from prison and that he can, you know, sue the prosecutors, this type of entitlement that he has combined with his pedophilia, I think it does make him a very poor candidate for somebody that would ever, you know, really be rehabilitated. He doesn't want to be rehabilitated. This is like an alcoholic. They have to want to stop drinking. He doesn't want to stop. He wants to continue.
Let's call this what it is. This is about using wealth, status, and secrecy to illegally exploit children.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. Jared Fogle goes on to be a millionaire. He was extremely obese in college, weighing close to 450 pounds. Okay? He lost 245 pounds by eating nothing but Subway sandwiches, says him. He would eat the foot-long veggie and the 6-inch turkey every day, no cheese, no mayo, tons of veggies, and a little spicy mustard, according to my research. He says, quote, oh, this is just like disgusting. He says, quote, I was reborn in every sense of the word. Subway helped save my life and start over. I can't ever repay that. Okay, well, he's making sandwiches behind bars now because he was totally convicted of sex with minors, i.e. statutory rape and child porn.
The approximate amount of data reviewed includes 159,634 text messages, 27,140 emails, 47,623 images, and 3,394 videos. Through this thorough investigation, 14 victims were identified.
Back to Jennifer Tsikowski. He became famous in 2000 after he credited Subway for a huge weight loss. Now, his guilty plea was based partially on an illegal conspiracy charge. That dealt with child pornography. But there were so many other counts. There was the actual transferring children across state lines to have sex with them at hotels. He pled guilty to having sex with children. I mean, how can that be thrown out, Jennifer? That has nothing to do with a conspiracy, does it?
No, one would not think so. And no, it doesn't make any sense. Like you said, he admitted to these charges. He pleaded guilty. So I'm not exactly sure. I mean, just like the last person said, he doesn't want to control his urges. He has this sense of entitlement. And I'm not exactly sure how he would think that he could get out of prison at this point.
Well, another thing, Cheryl McCollum, director of the Cold Case Research Institute, this is not his first try to get out of jail. He tried to get out claiming the judge in his case was biased because she had teen girls. Okay, I'm getting that from the Indy Star. Well, actually, the judge had one daughter and she's grown. All in all, since he was sentenced, he has filed dozens and dozens of motions to either get his sentence reduced or just thrown out. So this guy is not giving up. He claims that his plea, his guilty plea, let me remind you, it's a guilty plea, it's not a jury trial. He swore under oath he was guilty, okay? So it's not like he was wrongly convicted. He stood up and swore he was guilty. He's now claiming his plea was unconstitutional, Cheryl.
Excellent point. And Nancy, not only did he plead guilty, the only thing he's arguing now is technicality. He still ain't saying he didn't do it. He hasn't yet said, y'all got the wrong guy. I wasn't there. It wasn't me. I wouldn't do it. He said, yeah, I did it. Let me out so I can freaking do it again. That's all this is about. He wants out. There's a ton of people that can watch perverted movies, whether it's bestiality or threesomes or whatever, but they don't act on it. This man has already acted on it. He is past that threshold of return. He is a dangerous predator, period.
He pled guilty, the Subway sandwich pitch man, to federal charges of conspiracy to distribute and receive child porn, traveling across state lines to have sex contact with a minor. He agreed to pay $100,000 to each of 14 unnamed children. Those are the ones that we know of. And he's going to do at least 15 years behind bars. He has been trying every which way to get out of jail. And he's got the money to hire lawyers to do it. That's the problem. Dr. Chloe Carmichael, New York psychologist, founder of anxietytools.com. Why can't he just serve his time and try to improve himself or rehab himself behind bars? All he's doing behind bars is trying to say the system tricked him. He pled guilty. It wasn't a trial. There are no errors at trial. He stood up in court under oath and pled guilty to these charges. So what is his mindset, Dr. Chloe?
Well, of course, Nancy, it's difficult to say what his mindset is, but I can, you know, certainly speculate that he may have seen in our society that unfortunately, you know, many times perpetrators will play the victim card, and he has probably seen that card played successfully many times. As you pointed out, it seems clear that his goal is simply to get out of prison and to get right back to what he was doing before. So I imagine he's willing to avail himself of any strategy that he thinks might work, including becoming vindictive towards the system.
You know what? As I always used to say, be careful what you ask, my dear, for you will surely get it. Now, Oscar Wilde said it first, but it applies here.
Subway reaches out to Jared Fogle. He becomes a spokesperson for the chain, and he starred in over 300 commercials. He was worth over $15 million. He was a red carpet, quote, regular. He showed up with his family at movie premieres. He was posed with photos with stars. He even started his own charity, the Jared Foundation, to promote healthy eating habits and exercise for children. Oh, wait, what? You'd give them a healthy meal before you molested them? Okay, yeah, I'm so not impressed. He is working at a kitchen, in the jailhouse kitchen. His sentence was 15 years, 8 months. He agreed to pay $1.4 million restitution to 14 confirmed victims. That means that we know of. There are probably more. They ranged in ages 10 to 17, 10 years old. The level of perversion exhibited by Fogel is extreme, what was stated in court at the time. The level of perversion and lawlessness exhibited by Fogel is extreme. Now, a psychiatrist for the defense, I don't know that this helped anything, claimed Fogel had a, quote, food addiction that transformed into, quote, hypersexuality. Jared Fogel goes on to be a millionaire. He was extremely obese in college, weighing close to 450 pounds. Okay? He lost 245 pounds by eating nothing but Subway sandwiches, says him. He would eat the foot-long veggie and the 6-inch turkey every day, no cheese, no mayo, tons of veggies, and a little spicy mustard, according to my research. He says, quote, I was reborn in every sense of the word. Subway helped save my life and start over. I can't ever repay that. Okay, well, he's making sandwiches behind bars now because he was totally convicted of sex with minors, i.e. statutory rape and child porn. And he starred in over 300 commercials. He was worth over $15 million. He was a red carpet, quote, regular. He showed up with his family at movie premieres. He was posed with photos with stars. He even started his own charity, the Jared Foundation, to promote healthy eating habits and exercise for children. Oh, wait. What, you'd give them a healthy meal before you molested them? Okay. Yeah, I'm so not impressed. He is working at a kitchen in the jailhouse kitchen. His sentence was 15 years, 8 months. He agreed to pay $1.4 million restitution to 14 confirmed victims. That means that we know of. There are probably more. They ranged in ages 10 to 17, 10 years old. The level of perversion exhibited by Fogel is extreme. That is what was stated in court at the time. The level of perversion and lawlessness exhibited by Fogel is extreme. Now, a psychiatrist for the defense, I don't know that this helped anything, claimed Fogel had a, quote, food addiction that transformed into, quote, hypersexuality. Okay? You know what? That's a total crock of crap. Complete and total crap. The same psychiatrist added that Fogel had, quote, weak evidence of pedophilia. Seriously? Ask the little 10-year-old girl. Ask her. See if she agrees. Now, he has attempted to appeal his conviction. That's not over. Trust me on that. This is what really is irritating. He runs 4 or 5 miles every day behind bars. He exercises. He reads the New York Times every day. He reads historical fiction novels. He watches NFL college football. NFL and college football. I mean, all I know, he's got kitchen duty. And he is serving sandwiches to fellow inmates. Enjoy. Because when I think of Jared Fogel, I don't think of a yummy Subway sandwich. I think of him molesting little girls, victimizing girls as young as 10 years old through actual statutory rape and or pornography. Good luck with that appeal, Fogel, and your eating addiction defense. Good night, friend.